These podcasts are sponsored by Yak Attack at yakattack.us. What Yak Attack is the leader in the kayak fishing industry who specializes in kayak fishing rigging solutions. As kayak anglers themselves, they are tightly integrated into kayak fishing community and are acutely aware of what the sport needs. It all starts off with the Gear Track and or the Mighty Mount. The Gear Track comes in all different sizes and colors, and the screw ball that attaches to the Gear Track allows everything to attach to it. So what that is a variety of rod holders and camera mounts for your still cameras and your GoPros, your light poles with the day flags that folds into the flag, your fish finder mounts, and your black pack crate system. All of Yak Attack's products are made in the USA. The rod holder that is standard in all my kayaks with Yak Attack is the Zooka Tube rod holder. This rod holder easily locks in either a spinning rod on one side or a bait caster on the other. And you can flip it around, lock a bait caster in with the trigger grip, or flip around the other side and have a spinning rod in. It's open all the way through, so it can also double as an anchor point for your parking pole or your stakeout pole. Just position it over the side of the kayak and anchor with your parking pole. Definitely my favorite rod holder, the Zooka Tube from Yak Attack. This podcast is also sponsored by my DVDs at kayakheaven.com, the Kayak Fishing in Chesapeake Bay series, and the Bay Tour DVD. The fishing DVDs are broken up into a trilogy. Number one is an intro into the fishery, has a full year's worth of footage from more of the larger fish targets of the lower Chesapeake Bay. The instructional sequels are broken up into two parts, the warm water and the cold water species. Number two is the warm water species, with detailed instruction on the rigs and the fishery itself, spanning from the red drum at the shoals, flounder and the summer species at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, and sight casting the red drum and striper. Number three has a detailed instruction about the cold water species, the tautog and the eastern shore striper fishery. The Chesapeake Bay Tour DVD is a 6-week, 600-mile tour I did around the Chesapeake Bay in 2010, kind of filmed in a Survivor Man style, showing everything I do and look for when I'm on a long-distance tour. All of these DVDs are available at kayakheaven.com. It's kayakheaven.com and Yak Attack at yakattack.us.
We used to have fun over there. It's cool to see all the younger guys, like, the not as been in as long.
Yeah.
Those guys still go over there, and they fucking... All right,
we can start.
We might as well start talking about that. Yeah. I was talking about that.
All right, we switched things around a little bit.
Yeah, changed it up here. We got a little different table action configuration here.
Trying to
see. Is there anybody watching?
Yeah, one on right now.
Fucking Shane, he sucks.
Yeah, new configuration. Going to try to kind of make it a little bit more where maybe we have four people in here, two up there, two back here, that type of thing. We're the loudest, so we would be against the wall. But this podcast number 74 is January 13th, 2016. It's just me and Lee at Lee's house.
Yeah, we're just chilling.
Yeah.
We're going to look for a different table. But before we get into that, I was talking about...
Togging at the ships,
and how I haven't been to do it in years, but only because I don't have as much. Well, I used to work second shift, so I had a lot more daylight off this time of year.
That's right, you were.
I worked second shift, and that's primarily probably
because you were
other
able
than the fish are generally smaller.
You were able to go during the daytimes, and because you would have to get off the water by noon, I think it was, or was it two?
I had to be there at three, so
that's right. It depends on where we were.
Where we were, yeah. Normally I had to be in my truck by 1 o'clock.
Yeah. So that was a good, a lot of times.
Like yeah, and so I used to do, and we were talking about, I was talking about how we used to spend a lot of time over there, and I've noticed from online, just Facebook, because I don't go on any of the forums or anything, but I see people have been, the past couple months, I don't know if they're still going over there. The water's getting cold for the togs. You might still pick one here or there. I don't know. We'd have to pull up the exact water temperature.
Yeah, I'm actually want to see what it is. But yeah, they have been going over there, and it's been good. I've been seeing like a whole group of the 757 kayak guys. This is a Facebook club. Went over there and got into some, or some, one of them got into some. I don't know if everybody did, but some of them did. But yeah, the water's temperatures are getting down now. But you were just saying how we used to go over there all the time and fish inside of them.
Yeah, we used to go to fish inside the ships, and now I'm you know, I see the reports on Facebook of guys that are, you know, haven't been fishing all the way out to the island as many times or whatever, and they're going over there. And it seems like people, even at 16 inches, back in the day, when we fished over there a lot, we could keep fish at 14 inches.
Yeah.
And we still didn't catch a limit of keepers all the time because you caught so many small ones.
There, it was a 12-inch fish fishery.
And people now are catching 16-inchers there.
Yeah. The last time I went, I think I've caught one or two that were
Yeah, I mean, I've caught a 20-incher there before, yeah. But, you
and
know.
And there's also been citations caught there
yeah,
before.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm,
but
I
now
think
you don't,
the whole limit gone up and everything is just, it's made them bigger everywhere.
Yeah.
But I do think it's cool that there are people still over there, man, and that, you're not, as long as you don't go crazy, like, commercially-wise, you're not going to hurt that population
right.
in that place. There's just too many places that you cannot get to.
Right, right.
That
even in a kayak, we can't get to.
Right.
I mean, there's inside their ships. I mean, there's
yeah.
caverns inside the ships.
I mean, I've been in places in Tog where you could only go in there at dead low tide and mm-hmm. Tog in there, you know what I mean? And you get bites all over. If you can feel anything on the bottom of the ships, you'll get a bite.
Guess what the water temperature is at the first island?
First island?
Yeah.
52.
47.
Ooh, 47.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's cold.
Yeah.
What is Ekip to Peak?
I don't know. I was going to look. If it's, remember, Ekip to Peak, when you're looking, I've told you, we've talked about this before,
huh.
But
if the wind, lost video.
If there's wind, two viewers were on.
Okay, yeah, Shane's on. One of them because he just got up there.
Looks like we're on.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Maybe he'll say something better. Maybe we went to commercial again.
Might have been. See, I didn't go to YouTube. Well, I was going to go to YouTube and try that new stream. They have a stream version, way of doing it. But it looks like I have to download something onto the computer and stuff. So I'll figure that out.
Huh. He says nada.
It's down to one viewer. Maybe they're dropping out. Looks like we're... Don't know. Anyway, Kip the Peak, it's, oh, it's cold as shit. Kip the Peak, 46. Dropped down to 44 today.
Damn. Well, that's...
Winds, you gotta
yeah,
keep
yeah,
my
yeah,
winds.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, what I was saying, Kip the Peak...
Oh, he said just went to a wonderful advertisement.
Yeah. That's good old Ustream. That's why I'm trying to go to YouTube to see if that's going to...
Huh.
If that will take away the commercials. I don't know. Maybe they'll do the commercials at the bottom and not interfere with the stream itself. On Ustream, they just fucking cut in. I mean, they just
right.
fucking cut in. No matter what... If I'm not paying for Ustream, so they throw their ads in the middle of it. Not, like, over top of it, but cut your shit, run an ad, and then come back in on your shit.
Right.
Yeah, no matter where you're at. The random every 15 minutes. I watched one that was the guys weren't paid for. It was an MMA podcast or whatever. And wasn't one of the big ones. And they did the same way. And it was every 10 minutes, it was fucking going out.
Huh, maybe you need to restart it. Shane says it's not working.
It's fucking working. I keep losing it.
Black screen, no sound.
It's going. I mean, I'll try it. Since it's just him.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's one or two people trying to watch. So we're going to restart it. I mean,
yeah,
whatever. We
I
can keep
restarted.
Talking. We're
just... Yeah, we're recording anyway.
Yeah. So, what's up with the blue light on the webcam just went off? Oh, that's because you just closed that. That's right. I just, like, saw it out of the corner of my eye as the light on the webcam went out.
Oh, yeah, I see that one, yeah.
I'm the only loser walking to watch it. We should just talk over the phone.
That should be going. Yeah, this is why I'm trying to get rid of Ustream and go to YouTube, because I'm hoping there won't be those commercials. And I think it's just going to be like the commercials that you would see at the bottom
right.
of video. Like the ones that come in and you can exit out and it goes away. I mean, you know, that one, that the banner on the bottom.
Right.
I'm hoping that's it. And then you can, the live stream will be a lot better for us. But right now it's kind of sucking
huh.
us. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it is. Like I said, I'll figure it out because I want to move that way anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
We suck anyway. We're down to one viewer, and that's Shane. Anyway,
yeah.
So, yeah, the talking at the ships was good during this year, and I think that it's cool that people are going over there, because I don't really, like I said, I haven't been.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The last time we went with the mini rods.
I did last time also. I went with Andre at work. I went over there with him, and yeah, I mini rodded and it was good. It was really good. And because it's sketchy because if you get a 16-inch on a mini rod.
Oh, dude, I've been broken off in the ship so many times.
Well, not only that, I'm talking about getting that little mini rod yanked out of my hand.
Right.
That's, I'm going down the bottom is what I'm worried about because you get a 16-inch and it's all fuck with that little ass rod. You know, with this 12-inch is okay. It's a tough fight. But 16-inches will nearly yank it out of you, take it out of your hand. Because I ain't got no butts on them things, so I can't. It's all wrist. It's just a wrist breaker.
Right.
It's all to a wrist breaker anyway. If you got no butt on the rod, you're in trouble. And then plus, I got a rod tip that's this long. So it doesn't help out.
Yeah.
Of any kind of absorption. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're trying to switch from...
Yeah, I already covered that. From YouTube.
YouTube
to YouTube. One thing was what I was trying to do is I can might as well say, by the time people get to watching the rerun of this, the news will probably get out, but the tour.
Okay.
I got green-lighted about the tour. So it's a year and a half, year and 3 months out at this point. It'll be March, or the end of March, April of
2017
is when I'm going on this tour. And the whole idea is trying to figure out some kind of live streaming because I want to live stream on this tour every night. That's the whole part of this tour is this is going to be a media tour. It's going to be because before, remember, I didn't have a fucking cell phone.
Right. It wasn't until the very last one that you had a cell phone, randomly.
Yeah, had a cell phone and had the spot tracker. So there's that whole, the spot tracker was kind of the first thing that showed, it made it kind of an everyday thing where people could be at work and watch where I'm going every day, see where I'm at
for
15 minutes. It was entertaining. So this is going to incorporate the streaming stuff and do it every night. But what I was looking at the Ustream was it's trying to make sure if I record this on here, can I pull that video off to use in the videos that I will be using later on a tour, right? So I'll film on the tour and then come back, and then the 6 months when I'm home over the winter, I'll do a week of each tour. I'll make a video of it. So week one of the fishing tour. And
this is a fishing tour.
This is a fishing tour. That's what makes it different about than my other tours. Right. I think about this today is, man, okay, first, the concept of the
tour.
The concept of tours is not, I'm not doing distance in this one. And even before it wasn't about doing the distance, it was about the time out, right? But it was also, I was trying to move.
You always try to get back by September. So where you left from and how far you left from.
The timing was
to get back at the very beginning of September so that you avoided the north wind switch. To where more days than not, the wind blows out of the north. It just sucks, especially when you're traveling from the south.
And especially when on the Florida tour, I got pinned inside the sounds, inside Currituck Sound, because all the wind, water got blown out. So I actually got stuck in there. So any of that, and it just sucks heading north. So this one is going to be, because on those tours, is it doing it again for
them? Yeah.
Fuck it. I mean, I can't. Ustream sucks. That's why I'm trying to go to YouTube.
Right.
And the whole idea is, unless I paid for Ustream, I couldn't pull the videos off. So if I put them on here, if I recorded on here, I couldn't take those. So if I had to go that way, I was just going to have this, just like this setup is, record while I do my nightly blogs, my nightly streams, and then just use that video later. But that was how I was going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out no matter what. But hopefully YouTube, I can do it and it'll be a lot easier. And not a commercial. Because if I'm just going on for a 15-minute quick, here's what I did today. Well, if half of that's going to be a commercial.
Huh.
You know?
Is it back gone again? I don't... Dude, we're not losing the Wi-Fi.
No. Everything's straight.
So...
It's Ustream, and it keeps... And there's one viewer that's holding, and then there's a second one that's in and off. So it's just... It's Ustream. Yes, it sucks. I mean, we can't do anything about it. So, yeah. Tell them to come over. Don't even live down the fucking street.
Yes.
Tell them to come over. Shit. All right, where was I? Tell him to leave you alone because he keeps
right.
We can't do nothing about it.
I said, just come over.
Yeah,
I was like, you drop it. Just come over. So you were talking about how you're going to not. It's not about time and distance.
Well, yeah, like you said, September was trying to get back before the North blows, so I would, depends on how much money I had, depending on the time I had, I would go from whatever distance I would to get back 100 miles a week was what I'd get. And that's kind of pushing it in the sit on top. I mean, that's 20 miles, 15, 20 miles a day with a day of blow or not being able to get that distance, maybe only getting 5 miles that day or whatever. Not really fishing a lot either, right? So if I'm fishing, it's that slows down a lot. So yeah. I've the Ocean Kayak's coming out with the new Tridents in 2017, right? It's going to have the new
two version of Tridents.
No, the new versions. Okay. The new versions. All three of them are going to be new versions of new stuff. Okay. New stuff. All right. It's going to be upgraded, updated, and all that stuff. So I'll be using that boat, and it's a promotion of the Tridents. So instead of going, you know, in 6 months, I could go from Texas up to here. But instead of doing that, I'm going to do 1,000 miles from Miami up to here, but do it in twice as long as it would usually take me. So right. It would take me 10 weeks to do that. I'm going to take 22 weeks out. So, but here's the thing is I'm going to fish everywhere. I want to fish with anybody who wants to fish with me along the way to come out, because I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be in your neighborhood for a week, come out and show me where to fish, and I'll cut off the spot tracker, of course, and all that stuff. Make sure I don't, you know.
No, fuck that.
Make sure I don't blow any spots, but I want to fish with everybody up the East Coast and take, you know, that double amount of time it would be that distance and fish with everybody up. And I was thinking about that today personally, what that's going to be like being on tour, because every tour I've done, it's been 100 miles a week. It's just that mission is to get 100 miles that week and to slow it down and to be in one spot for a couple of days and going, okay, I'm going fishing here and then coming probably to go back to this spot. Almost kind of like what I've been doing the last couple summers with just fishing out here. So I'm actually blending that with the distance and the time on this next tour. And so maybe this year I'll try some streaming while out, you know, just to test run it out and stuff like that. So it's that whole combination of other stuff. And it's cool that it's awesome I got this opportunity to do it because, yeah, otherwise, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it myself.
Right.
And I mean, who knows how long I'm going to be able to do that. I mean, my eyesight's going. I'm going to have to wear glasses to read my charts.
Get yourself a tablet phone.
What?
Just pull that jewel up on Navi Nights. Zoom in.
I am going to have to get a bigger phone than this, though. I'm going to have to get a larger screen to, because if I'm going to do all that work, I'll be working off of the phone, basically.
Right, you're going to have to get like a note.
Yeah, but I don't want nothing big enough to get banged up because it's going to be in the backpack. It's not going to be in the boat. I mean, it's me something I have to contact. Hey, I'm at your ramp that you told me to come to. How long are you going to be? You know what I mean? I'm going to need a phone on that tour that's
right.
Going to be the best at communication. But so I don't want nothing big that's going to be fragile. You know,
a little bigger than
right.
this.
Like, yeah.
That's the, like, the
yeah.
6 plus or the note.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Isn't that. Oh, I thought you said note. No. Like
this size. No, I didn't mean
that's tablet.
Tablet size is like the top of the screen size. Yeah.
But I figured the phone could do all the same thing or could stream all
of
it because
you
could do the Snapchat shit. And the stream doesn't have to be perfect as long as it's not fucking commercials from Ustream. But
right.
Yeah, well, I was making a joke on the glasses part because of the night we're out fishing. I couldn't fucking see nothing, man. It sucks getting old. And another thing and then after that night, when you, I joked about this. I went and Lee at work, Lee Parker, Facebook Lee Parker at work. He told me that I told him about it, and what happened is your hook in your hand is your hook in your finger that you got this summer was hurting you out there, or when you got back after
when
you started
home,
thawing out. And it was funny. I was like, oh, when you told me, you texted me and told me, and I was like, oh shit, man, because with me the age. Once a hand injury was weird because like man, these two fingers got smashed off when I was a musician, and as soon as these started
smashing
hurting,
guitars is dangerous.
Yeah, these are amp. The amp got me on that one. Smashing my two tomatoes. I mean, they're all deformed. If you see me in person, my fingers look terrible. And Rick used to fuck with me when I was holding fish up and say, "Man, you terrible hand model." Just taking pictures of fish, mauled up fingers, and But it was funny because you said that it was hurting you, and then you said, and I said, oh man, that's going to be something that might be hurting you the rest of your life, and you said, that's what the old guys at work told you.
Yeah. I mean, they're older, though. You're 40.
Yeah. Well, 45. So I'm getting 45. Halfway there. I'm halfway in that almost 50 range. Mm. Yeah. But this
started hurting. Going past halfway to 50. Hopes.
Yeah. This just started hurting years ago. I mean, I've been having my cold issues for the last couple years.
Oh, I jammed the shit out of a finger a few months ago. I probably broke it, and I didn't go to the doctor or anything. I mean, it's fine and it works, but when it's cold, man, that thing hurts.
And that fucking weird about these, that's the first thing that goes. It's like that shit hurts so bad. I think I broke my hand in here somewhere at some point because I get some spots that it just starts hurting real bad. And yeah. Like if I went through x-rays, I bet I could find out that I got bones sticking out here or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we went fishing.
A few times. Well.
Yeah. Because last time we...
Was Mike here? No.
That was before that. Last time Rogalski was on with Rick.
But we had already did Mike wasn't here when we did the podcast.
No.
We talked about fishing with Mike already?
No, we haven't talked about that. That's been in between, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
We had some good nights then.
Yeah.
Eeling for dinks.
Yeah, because that's right. We went out because we haven't been here. This is the first one of the new year. So we've fished twice since New Year's, right?
At least once. You fished once, and then I fished once after that.
Yes, sure.
And then we fished. Yeah. We didn't do one in between Christmas and New Year's.
I think I went out and got one.
We went with Mike. It was Christmas. It wasn't Christmas. You and I went on Christmas.
Yeah, because we were able to keep them that day. Yeah, then we both got our limits, I think.
Oh yeah, then we went the next night with Mike.
Right. Yeah. Was that the night you broke one off? Or was that the night with me? No, that was...
New Year's. Okay. I was breaking them off after New Year's.
Yeah, because we had a night that we had three each?
Three each. Was after New Year's. And I broke three off. I lost three. One come off the hook and broke two off.
I had 230 inches, so I won that night. It was like the rarity, rare night that I've won on...
And then we went out one time since then. Right. So we've been out twice since then.
That was a hot night, though. The night we went out, we lost 10 eels. Well, here's the night it was. It was... Damn, man, you asked me, why'd you get 10 eels at the beginning? Like, half hour later, damn, I'm glad you got those 10 eels.
Right. They were snatching them off our hooks, and we were missing fish, and catching fish. I broke.
Yeah.
Like I said, I lost two little break-offs.
Hook them and into the pilings. I mean, by the time you hook, it's so deep, they're already in the pilings. Like, the line bow, it's not even noticeable how, you know, they're 40 feet in, and structure, gone. Yeah. Yeah, little ones.
Yeah.
22s and then the 30s, so there were some 30s there.
Yeah. No monster, man.
Because you're hoping for it, man.
Right. That was so unexpected.
You're like, all you're wanting is a 46 incher from inside.
Right, that's all I want, is to catch a 46 incher.
We might have to make a trip up to the other river, like you were saying.
Yeah, just go river fishing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's fucking 40. It's the right temperatures at Kipta Peak right now. So, I mean.
Yeah, it is the right temperatures. If any of you guys out there that have watched the reports.
Yeah.
The striper fishing has been good this year.
Yeah. I mean, they're still in the bay. I mean.
And they've got to still be in the bay. There's nothing that's causing them to move out.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be in Richmond all weekend, and if the weather got calm. Friday, actually, but I'm going to be gone.
It's a small window. Yeah. From what I last saw,
small windows, but, I mean, if the wind comes out of the east, man, I would give it a shot.
But this is what I was waiting for. It's 47 degrees. 45 to 47 is what me and Rick were even talking about.
Not saying you can get them. You're going to get them really at the ships, but I would give it a shot.
It's worth it.
There just hasn't been a fish caught there in a long time.
Now is the time that's worth it because the temperatures are right if you're going to go now.
We caught a lot of fish and let them go, man, and I can tell you it's just as fun.
Yeah.
It's just as fun to catch one and let it go. It's probably more fun because
then you got to come in.
Dealing with those big bastards is a lot.
Cleaning those things is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's like it's cleaning a giant animal. I mean, it's not just cleaning a fish. It's cleaning a full-blown animal.
Yeah.
It's like cleaning a deer or something.
Yeah, I mean, I cut that 54-pounder up. You cut your 52-pounder up.
Yeah, it was a...
You almost have to cut pieces.
Yeah.
It just gets heavy as you're trying to move it. It's just...
And I didn't bleed that thing because I weighed it. So.
Right. Me either.
Blood everywhere. Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. So that's why I like those 25s.
Right. But yeah, I mean, so we went, what was it? We went Christmas.
Yeah.
That was, you and I went Christmas night, and it was hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was hot Christmas night. We didn't even have the best eels. I got them the day before Christmas, and they weren't even that good.
When was that day? Okay, yeah, that was the 23rd we had the podcast, so we went again. Yeah.
23rd was with Rick?
Yeah. That's the last time we had the podcast.
So yeah, we went the next night.
The next night. Yeah.
Well, no, not the 24th. You might have went Christmas Eve. I went Christmas Day. Christmas night, because everything I did for Christmas was during the day.
Yeah.
And Maggie was out of town.
Yep.
So I went and got eels on Christmas Eve at the tackle shop. And they didn't even really, I mean, I asked the guy for the smallest eels and he didn't, you know, I mean, I got some small eels, but whatever. We had a night where we had bites left and right. I mean, we caught fish, we killed our limit. I mean, you know, without no problems. And
I love that. We caught our limit. You caught two fish.
We killed our limit. No problem.
I know, but what is it?
We just kept going.
When people go, I caught my limit. Oh, you caught two fish.
Right,
oh,
you caught two. Yeah. That was the night I caught one that was like 31 or 32, and then one that was like 27 or something. Yeah. I mean, I had
a good
double.
Yeah.
And so Mike was down.
Yep.
For Christmas.
Yep.
And I love it when we can get Mike P out.
Yep.
And he really likes to bag fishing. He's been living in the mountains. I got waders, but he has warm clothes, you know, so we're, and it wasn't that cold. Christmas was 60 degrees, right. So
sweating on
65.
It's that damn weather. Sweating on the way out, you know,
yeah.
And trying not to be too dressed up because you know you have, it's going to sweat, then you got to put clothes on, so you have to dress the layer right, layer later.
Yeah. Why did you end up meeting us?
That had to work. That wasn't Christmas. Christmas night, or maybe Christmas day.
Never mind. It was the day after Christmas. I meant the day after Christmas. Christmas night we went out together. And that's the night we caught the fish. The next day when we went with Mike was the day after Christmas.
Yep, that was Saturday.
And you had to work. That was a Saturday. Yep. I had to work, and so I got off.
Yeah. Oh, it was foggy as shit.
That was the night of the fog. Dude, luckily when Mike got me and Mike got there, it was still daylight.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, we're going out there, and you can see kind of the forms on the left. You know, it was still pretty foggy, but you could see out there. And, you know, we actually had to wait a few minutes for the tide. So we got it early. We went, Mike and I had a fun fishing trip. So we got we got loaded all up, then we went to O'Connor. Had a pint at O'Connor apiece, filled up a growler, because I grabbed some cups from home. So we got there, and we can paddle about halfway out and fill our cups up, and we, you know, just paddle into the fog to where we're going. And we get set up out there, man, and in no time, Mike snatches one out of his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, and I was like, oh, man, don't worry about it. Like, it happens, you know. Like, it's going to happen way more than that. Like, a lot.
Just make sure your eel stays on. And
yeah, because Mike's like, because I was asking him if he wanted to go fishing, and he was like, well, I mean, I love to go fishing. He was like, do you think we're going to catch him? I was like, we smoked him last night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't promise anything, but promises are real good.
Yeah. But it has been like
off and on. Right, it has been off and on.
Yeah.
So, I think he caught the first one. He goes into silent, after he misses one out loud, Mike goes into silent mode. So you only hear him if he misses one after he goes, ah. Oh. Or he's like, I got him.
After,
you know what I mean?
After
he's on the hook. Yeah. You know, none of this, oh, I'm getting a bite like Kevin and I do.
Yeah.
Like, we're like bragging to each other. Like, watch this. I'm going to hook this one. I'm not going to miss him. In fact, a lot of times you're wrong.
I know, and that's what makes it even better.
Right.
Because we're watching each other fucking think we're gonna get it, and oh, I thought you had that one. Nope. For the rabbit.
Right.
Case. Yeah. It's almost as good as having to bite yourself as watching somebody else.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a talk thing too.
Yeah. Right? It's a lot. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so me and Mike started. I mean, we started catching them pretty good. I think Mike and I both had the fish we were killing by the time Kevin got there,
y'all were drifted off as I was pulling up. I remember seeing that.
Right.
So yeah, y'all just
bleeding them out as.
Yeah, for me it was like dark, but the lights, all I could see was that glow of the lights, and I just go, okay, I gotta go that way, and just, yeah. And, you know, it was one of those nights, nobody was out, so we don't have to worry about it. So all that shit.
Right.
It was good. It was fun to paddle that. Because I wasn't totally lost at all.
No.
Never, yeah.
And it was a really nice night. It was
warm.
You know, warm, yeah. And it was nice and calm.
Yeah.
We caught a bunch, like I said, we caught a bunch of fish.
Then we went out.
Then I started breaking fish off. The next trip.
Yeah.
I started breaking them off. I started the night breaking one off in the pilings.
There's that structure, that one thing that we keep hanging up on.
And then the next night I broke a guide. Or the next time I had a broken guide, and it was really breaking them off.
Yeah, and you weren't, that guide didn't, until that last one. You were breaking them off in the structure.
I broke one off in a piling, I lost one off the hook, and then I set the hook, and it was...
And that one popped, and that was like, okay, that's something wrong with your
shit. I looked, and I had no line coming out of the end of the rod. I'm like, ooh, I have bad guides.
Yeah.
Somewhere. If it breaks inside of that rod, you got a bad guide, or you had a bad something in your line, like crazy. But on the hook set like that.
Yeah, on a hook set,
on a bait that I know is straight up and down on the bottom.
And this fish that's not giant and not taking off is just sitting.
How do you know that fish wasn't giant? Chill out. Hey!
I saw the hook set, it didn't go oom.
It broke. That was a monster. That was the big one. That one ate your 46 inch for breakfast.
That was a 50 incher. That was Rob's.
It ate your 46 incher, man.
That was Rob's 60 pounder.
Right.
Yeah, that's
the thing about that now is if the weather was super nice Friday or tomorrow, I'd go do the drift, and it would be my luck that I'd catch one that I knew was 60
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, I know.
Because there were some big fish. I catch one that I knew was 60 pounds. There ain't nothing you can do about it.
60 pounders in that group of them that was in
there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Some scuds, that's what, man. And the big ones come to us.
Yeah.
Only one day did I see boats catch bigger fish than we caught, and that was that day we didn't catch anything. There weren't a lot of fish caught, but saw a guy catch a 60 pounder.
Is that the one on the
pound net?
Yes.
Yep.
Jeez, that one had a big head.
From our kayaks,
that thing had a big head on his boat.
Yeah.
He got it in his...
And we weren't even that close.
No. The head just was from top to bottom like this. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they fought that thing for a while, man, and they...
We kind of hovered around to watch it a little bit. I think we were fishing on those down the pilings.
We were south of Kiptopeek, like a few sets of
halfway down.
There had been some big fish in that area, man, and that was the year we were catching big fish. I think caught our big ones the next year. Or did we catch our big ones that year?
Because we were hot on 50 pounders.
Yeah.
We were all like, more 50 pounders coming up.
Right, yeah. That was so funny the day I called that fish out.
Yeah.
We paddled off, paddled out, paddled back. Yeah, we paddled to the ships, and I'm like, man, somebody's going to catch one 50 pounds. It's just going to happen. There's so many big fish around, and like 5 minutes later, I get a bite and break a fish off.
Yeah.
On the way in.
We
drifted.
Yeah, for a little bit. We worked that area a little bit, and then.
Yeah, you didn't used to do the big drift.
No. We used to go work.
We
around.
Used to go out for the change.
Yeah.
Now we do the big drift because we understand that there's a place to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if there's not a car there, there's still a place to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will be a ride.
Yeah.
Of some sort. So. Yeah. We drift. We may have caught a couple fish.
Doing that, yeah.
The drift. Yeah. We generally catch some fish when we were out there drifting around.
And a lot of those were, when they were at the ships, they were also off the ship. So our drift was really from 18 in. I mean, south. It was.
We never really went further than 18.
Not too much.
And even the years that the gannets were crazy, we didn't really go past 18. And the gannets were probably a quarter of a mile past the sheet of gannets. I'm not talking about...
They're off from their plantation area.
Well, and then straight off, I mean, you're talking about the sheet of gannets. Like, whereas if the wind was blowing lightly towards us, all you hear was all day long, constantly, it sounded like shells hitting the water because it was just a wall of gannets out there. It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
But we never fished near that because we were catching fish way inside of that.
Yeah. I went to the Eastern Shore. It was a Sunday, and went walking on that beach on the inside, the bay side, up a little bit north of Cape Charles. And I was looking out. I didn't see anything. I was, you know, maybe to see some bird action or something. It looks like there had been a menhaden spill on that part of the beach or that part of the like, because there was some rotten menhaden, or like dried at this point, already like been there for a couple weeks. Menhaden along the shoreline. So it looked like maybe, you know, the either the pound nets or the menhaden boats had been inside or whatever, but it had been that way. But I didn't see any action. I was looking, though. Believe me, I was looking out that way, because right at that time, that would have been off of Cape Charles.
It's just so far out from there, though.
Yeah.
We used to be able to see the action from Kip to Peak.
Yeah.
Oh, because you can't really see the action from Cape Charles.
No, because it's 3 miles before you get to the drop-off.
Yeah,
like, it's 3 miles really.
We paddle a long way out of there before you're at the plantation area and set out.
Yeah, yeah, it's three. I think it's pretty sure it's three out. Yeah, 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 yeah. So we've been able to do that shit.
Yeah,
and if the weather is good and you had the opportunity to get out on this is the time, and it's from the cold, it looks like it's coming, it's not going to last. You have this small window and it's going to shut off right
now. Yeah, and it doesn't look like there's much of a window.
No, no. It's like, there's a lot.
If you wanted to catch giants and let them go, it's the area should be hot right now.
Right now. In,
I mean, the high rise.
Yeah.
You would think if the high rise was... Well, I mean, I'm just...
For boats. Yeah.
For boats,
For kayaks, I wouldn't recommend that. Yeah, yeah.